Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This portion of the show brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats host Ohio this Saturday at Ryan Field. Buy the tickets, nusports.com.
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullenhaw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I want to apologize to David, who wanted to talk to us and stayed on hold for about 2 hours, and unfortunately we didn't get to him.
Caller David. Yeah.
Oh no, you too.
He didn't owe me an apology.
I apologize, David.
Yeah, we apologized to Biggs already. We don't need
you
to apologize
didn't.
To me.
I did. Oh, I apologized to everyone. And let me just tell you, I feel bad about all of it. It's some weird Irish Catholic thing.
Exactly.
We want to thank everyone. Thanks to Evan Thomas for getting us on Twitch. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday. All week, really.
Yes. Means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer. He's an extraordinary human. Just ask him. He's Dustin William Rhodes.
It's like Fantasy Island. I mean, you would never have thought that I could get this opportunity, especially with the club being this good.
My dear guests, I am Mr. Raw, your host. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Hi, Mom.
Love it. And Ray Diaz. Ray, brilliant job as always.
Nice job, Ray.
Very moving. Thank you.
Justin's going to be our starter.
Bears.
And now we get to welcome, and I wonder if Dan and Layla have the ability to sing the Love Boat theme as Dustin did earlier in the program.
That was a moment.
Yeah. Wait, I missed this.
Yeah.
Yeah. At what time
exciting
did this
and new.
Yes, well, here we go. Come
on. Aboard.
Jack
We're
Jones.
Expecting you.
See, we're expecting you. He got it right. He knew the words.
Love boat.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Every Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I could taste the Stouffer's lasagna. It was... or the Jewel brand frozen pizza.
Oh, still one of my personal favorites. I love the Jewel brand.
Saturday night, man, when you're a little kid, the sitter shows up around, the parents get all ready to go out for their big day. Every Saturday night, my parents went out, and the sitter would show up. It would be Muppet Show, and then it would be Love Boat and Fantasy Island, and then it was usually, depending on how old I was, it was local news, and then Saturday Night Live through the musical guest and maybe the sketch after that break.
Wow, that's a long time.
That was Saturday night.
That's when your folks came home and realized you were still sitting in front of the TV.
Right?
What are you still doing up? Yeah, I wasn't a big Fantasy Island guy. I watched it, didn't really like it, but I was all about the Love Boat.
You had your crush on
Julie McCoy. That's right. Yes, the cruise director.
Bring a big
girl next
bag
door.
Of Coke.
See, you don't know that when you're 12, though. You don't
really?
Know.
Really? Is that
a total fiend? Yeah.
So you don't know that. You just like,
That's shocking to learn. I didn't know that. I didn't watch either of those shows and saw them maybe on rerun.
Layla, you're too young for that.
Yeah. I know, Molly, but I still I don't know try what to play along.
Yeah, I think I was basically working at the factory.
Saturday night.
Chained to the desk.
Okay.
You had a good job in the city.
What is this lasagna you speak of?
You're working for the man every night and day.
That's it. You know it.
As a teenager.
But you never lost 1 minute of sleep.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but I didn't expect a Fantasy Island reference from Tony La Russa.
Well, I mean, that's pretty modern for him.
What'd you expect? Like the Honeymooners?
It's been rebooted, we found out. Did you know that?
Abbott and Costello?
Yeah, it has. And it's not Mr. Rourke anymore.
It's Ms. Rourke.
It's Ms. Rourke.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, on Fox.
Played by Julie from the...
Julie McCoy. No.
Who did they get a new French little person?
Don't know that they have. I haven't seen
it. Have they rebooted that? Is it now somebody with gigantism or something?
Like the plane, the plane.
Now it's Andre the Giant now.
The drone.
Yeah. I don't think he's alive.
Oh, her, he's very dead.
Yeah.
Oh, he's super dead, yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah, Hervé's long gone.
Is there a qualifier for dead, like, as in you need very?
Well, wait, in The Either Princess Bride, weren't you partially not. Dead?
He's as only opposed to very mostly dead. Mostly dead.
Yes.
Which means.
Oh, what a great movie.
Live, yes.
I love that movie.
That was a Saturday night for me. Fantastic.
Where were you guys when the White Sox clinched the division?
I was at home.
You remember where you were.
I was in the basement finishing up a workout and listening to Liam Hendricks scream F-bombs on a perfectly crystal clear field mic.
Yes. Funny.
Yeah, he was into it.
I told you, Mully. I told you it was going to happen.
I knew. Listen, Layla, it was inevitable and it was going to happen since June. I just got tired of waiting yesterday, okay? I just got fed up with how long it was taking and I didn't want to speak of it. Now that they've done it, okay, now we can talk about stuff. Now we're back to where we should be. But honestly, when did you not think they were going to win? It just never was a possibility. They were
not
too
all
far
summer.
Ahead.
I mean, they took, what, first place
July.
May 9th?
Let's say July.
Yeah, July, I think, what did I say, 18th, they were 56-36, 20 games over. From that point on, it has been all cruise.
From that point on, it's been like 20 games over.
Yeah.
They've never improved on that lead. That's the damnedest thing, right? I thought if they could get 20 over, then we just watch them gradually build it. It'd be 27, 28. Look where we're at. Are they going to win 90 games? Does it matter?
Well, it matters to the people who had the 90 in the hook,
that's
right? It was
right.
90 and a half.
And you're sweating that out now.
I'm not. I don't bet. I don't have to
I
worry
will
about
say,
such
I would have taken. I would have bet the over because of the division they're in. I wouldn't have expected
but
them
didn't
to
have we think it was going to be better? Did we think the Twins were going to be good?
But I didn't think they were virtually going to have a 500 record after the All-Star break.
I didn't
I thought the Twins were going to be good. I did.
White Sox went into first place on May 7th, okay? They've been in first place since May 7th, half game lead at that point, and then they've never been out of first place since then. So ever since they took over, ever since June, it's been inevitable. You'd like to see them play better in the second half. But Stoney might be onto something. I mean, because he's maintained this all along that postseason starts, there's not going to be any correlation or connection between regular season and the postseason.
So Dan says
they can reinvent themselves and they can find these outs somewhere. I am on our list of concerns on the list of Mike Mulligan, the big chalkboard of concerns. If Kimbrel's bad again, that's a huge problem. And if Rodon's hurt, that's a huge problem.
I think Rodon being hurt is a bigger problem than Kimbrel being bad.
Really?
Yeah, I do because I think that you're prepared. You have better depth, I think, if Kimbrel just flames out and is bad behind him, then with Rodon, it creates a crisis.
If Rodon is hurt, you won't play him. If Kimbrel is bad, he comes in and you got to get through three batters.
But you might only find that out once. And then
he's bad? And then you're never going to play him again?
I don't think you have a long...
I think they're going to keep rolling him out there.
I do too.
And I think that it's going to be not so good.
And by they, you mean Tony?
I do.
Yeah.
I think that you are going to believe in him. So, okay, he lost you that game, but don't worry, we believe in him.
Yeah, I thought that I heard Kimbrel yesterday on the score.
Oh my God, he lost another game. And that's all it takes.
But you heard Stoney.
That's all it takes.
I thought it was interesting. Stoney said, this is not a time to build character. This is not a time to build character by going through struggles to teach anybody a lesson on anything.
Right.
It's like, this is a bottom line situation and you are here for one purpose and that is to get to the World Series and win it. So if Kimbrel is bad once and he implodes, I don't know. I think you wait a little while.
This is to me the definitive stretch for La Russa. This is why you hired him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
This is when we're going to see if his experience and Jerry Reinsdorf's feelings actually come together to give you what you want. And for every fan who capes for him blindly, we need to see how he's managing this bullpen. And I'm not just talking about who you decide to use. I'm talking about how many pitches, how many days back-to-back, how many innings, when are you taking people out? Because this is it.
And it's beyond that now that we know the way that teams look at a finite number of postseason outs and say, there's no more conventional baseball to which we have to stick anymore. If you want to start a guy only to go once through the order, because that's what the numbers tell you, then you got to be ready to do that if that makes you more likely to win.
He doesn't care about that, though. He's shown that.
What's interesting, though, is that La Russa is here to manage the pitching staff and the bullpen. And what you said is exactly true. And you have a situation with Michael Kopech, which is all brand new and unconventional. And the last time Tony La Russa managed a bullpen in October, none of this was the case.
It also imploded, remember? And he couldn't explain why he did what he did.
Exactly implode. They won the World Series, okay?
No, but remember the stuff that was going on with Mott, and he thought somebody was up, and then the explanation made no sense. And people were like, oh boy, the game's passed him by. This guy's done. Remember what we were saying? Like this guy, the gibbering nonsense coming from this guy at that time?
Honestly, didn't do anybody any favors.
It's too long ago for me to remember.
It was an inconsequential World Series unless you were me as a Texas Rangers fan dealing with the fallout.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you're over it.
Nobody's over it. I'm still getting like tweets from people. Like, we're like, oh, great. Does this mean we have to watch the 2011 World Series again?
Yes.
Not okay.
Yes.
It's a long time ago. And no, Tony, I know it's yesterday, but it's also...
How have they been since then?
Who?
The Rangers.
Oh, I wouldn't know nor care.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Sox have been through a rough period in that stretch, and I'm glad that they're apparently out from under that. And hopefully, that's shocking to me. 2 years in a row is a Sox record.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know it because I've sat there and watched it, but I got to tell you, they've got to be putting together like 5 to 7 years.
Here, multiple appearances in the playoffs.
Multiple bites at the apple.
We've changed from multiple championships to multiple appearances.
It does bother me, though, when we say that, too, because I think about how the Cubs were constructed. The Cubs were built to be more than just a one and done.
Oh, and they were.
One and done is not really what you say.
Yeah.
That's just a World Series perspective. We all know about the NLCSs, but still...
Give me a World Series and some ALCS, and I'm a happy hombre.
In 2005, after they won the World Series, I remember you saying you didn't know what to do because you felt like it was kind of done.
I told you, first of all, we watched the Red Sox series, and I'm sitting on the couch, and we had little kids, so the kids are all screaming, and my wife is looking at me, and I just sat there, and she's like, aren't you happy? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the Sox win a playoff series. And then they had something flash up. They hadn't won a playoff series since 1909 or whatever that was. And I'm just like, I didn't know what to do with myself. And then when they won the World Series, it was the same like,
But I remember you sort of declaring that you would never feel the same way, that the pain was kind of gone.
It was incredible.
I guess you got it back is what I'm saying.
No, yeah. I feel pretty good about them winning a World Series in my lifetime. And the beauty is my daughter was about 6 months old. So I got all three kids had the Sox win in there. And it was so cute. We took a photo of the three kids and, you know, John and Mara, basically both babies at the same time. And my wife put like a little clip in my daughter's hair, even though she had no hair, to differentiate that's a girl, because everybody's in black White Sox gear. You know,
we have a picture of baby Jason in his Sox onesie.
Sitting
out.
Exactly. It's the greatest.
It's ridiculous.
What have ye today?
It's Friday. It's a Bears Friday with all that means.
Bears.
So it means the story is the White Sox clinching a division, obviously, so that will be much discussed. Adam Hoge, he broke down some film on Justin Fields. He's going to join us at 10. We've got plenty of Bears sound talking about the Justin Fields start. They can prep for his debut as a starter. Midday Midway, Matt Miller, Joe Ostrowski, and more.
Have a good show.
All right, guys.
Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.